This is the Daily Ebola Update from VOA Africa.
This is Jackson Vunganyi with a roundup of important events and information about the Ebola crisis from Africa, the U.S., and the world.
The new chief of the UN Mission for Ebola Emergency Relief reports a decline in the overall numbers of new cases in West African countries. Ismail Old Sheikh Ahmed told the UN General Assembly yesterday that the fight is far from over. But he said dire predictions of increases in infections did not come true. He credits major medical, logistical and financial aid to Guinea, Liberia and Sierra Leone, and the more than $2.5 billion in humanitarian aid. At the same session, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon argued member nations to help the West African region rebuild after the Ebola outbreak. Mr. Ban's UN Trust Fund spent more than $100 million to fight the disease. The UN chief said all countries should help restore essential services, fight common illnesses, create food security, and support the rebirth of educational systems. World Bank estimates Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone will lose more than $1.5 billion this year in economic growth due to Ebola. However, the economic effect on the West African region overall is now expected to be much lower than previous forecasts. VOA's Jordi Kapua reports.
World Bank senior economist Dave Evans is co-author of the latest report on Ebola's economic consequences. He says the three worst-affected countries have seen their economies contract. Prior to the outbreak, good economic growth had been expected.
Essentially, the economic slowdown has been profound. This is a huge change for these economies and a real challenge.
Evans says when determining the economic impact of Ebola, the World Bank studies how people react to the disease.
With the economic impact of Ebola, it really comes through these reactions based on fear, or what we often call aversion behavior, people taking decisions to avoid any exposure to the disease. One of the challenges with that is that even as the disease starts to get under control and we have fewer cases, it doesn't necessarily mean that investors immediately start making new plans to open new mines or set up new factories. The effects can be quite enduring.
He says phone surveys show that despite a decline in the number of new Ebola cases, job losses remain high and food insecurity persists. Evans says there are previous examples of the effects of fear on behavior.
I think it's most reminiscent of what we saw with SARS and in the early days of AIDS, where there was a lot of uncertainty about exactly how people could be exposed. And as a result, people take sometimes extreme reactions to avoid any interaction with these economies.
In October, the World Bank estimated the West Africa region could suffer up to $25 billion in losses in 2015. But that estimate is now sharply lower.
What we've done is we've spoken to our economists in every country around sub-Saharan Africa. What we observe now is that the actual impact we're seeing for all of Africa, not just West Africa, is more on the order of 500 million. Very, very small. Even if we look at a bad case scenario, so a scenario where the epidemic does spread more in the region, we're looking at about 6.2 billion. For all of Africa. So that's much, much smaller than the $25 billion we were talking about for just West Africa alone.
The senior economist says the revised forecast is due to what the bank calls intensive global and national responses to the epidemic over the past several months.
The disease has been controlled significantly within the countries. So Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea have taken lots of action to improve safe burials, improve treatments, change behavior where people are careful to avoid exposure. And at the same time, neighboring countries have taken strong action to protect themselves. And we see this in Nigeria, Senegal, and Mali.
Nigeria, Senegal, and Mali did have a small number of Ebola cases, but all three have been declared Ebola-free. Evans cautions, however, that until the number of Ebola cases reaches zero, there is always a chance that the epidemic could grow much worse again. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.
Sub-Saharan African countries have made relatively small but vitally important contributions towards the fight against Ebola. This includes sending much-needed healthcare workers and medical supplies, as well as dedicating already limited resources towards prevention and surveillance measures. Jennifer Lazuta has more from VOA's West Africa Bureau in Dakar.
More than 850 doctors and nurses from African countries have been deployed to Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone to help bring an end to West Africa's Ebola outbreak, which has killed more than 8,500 people since it began nearly a year ago. African countries have also collectively donated tens of millions of dollars in financial aid and material resources. UN Mission for Ebola Emergency Response spokesperson Fatemata Lejeune Kaba.
One of the biggest contributions the African nations have made are doctors. And it's not easy for people to decide to come and fight Ebola right where they could get infected. It's all good to have all kinds of facilities to send labs, to send ambulances. Those are very important in the fight against Ebola, but you also need people to bury the dead, to dig the graves, to make the contacts. And those who are the forefront doing that are the nationals themselves.
The African Union's support to Ebola in West Africa says they plan to deploy at least 1,000 volunteers and health workers from African countries. Nigeria has sent 250 healthcare professionals to the three most affected countries. Ethiopia has deployed 187. The Democratic Republic of Congo, 82. Earlier this month, Kenya sent 170 doctors. The Director of Social Affairs for the African Union, Olawale Mayugan, said the response by Africans in the fight against Ebola has been tremendous.
There has been a lot of what we call African solidarity and Africa, you know, helping Africa, and it should not go unnoticed. Remember, Africa itself, we do not have enough of health, human resources for it. So to recruit 1,000 volunteers has been a huge challenge. What cannot put a price on is the human resources. It's the most valuable resources is helping us to fight Ebola.
Many countries have also contributed in ways that cannot necessarily be price tagged. Senegal, for example, opened a humanitarian corridor to allow for the movement of people and supplies into and out of the affected countries. Ghana serves as a logistics hub and headquarters for the UN mission. Kaba says other West African countries, particularly those that neighbor the most affected countries, have since spent money on putting in place border control surveillance, launching Ebola public awareness campaigns, training health workers, and pre-positioning supplies.
So that's one of the major contributions from the African countries. There are also the countries involved themselves that have devoted part of their budgets to the fight against Ebola. And this is at the expense of other investments that they would have made in their countries if the Ebola outbreak had not taken place.
The UN says Nigeria, which saw 20 cases of Ebola last year, has donated more than $3.5 million towards Ebola response in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Other countries, such as Cote d'Ivoire, Namibia, and Kenya, have each donated $1 million to Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. South Africa has given more than $300,000, along with donating medical supplies such as PPE suits and ambulances, helping build a 40-bed treatment center and training nearly 100 health workers from 16 countries. More than a dozen healthcare workers from South Africa will leave for Sierra Leone later this week. In November, more than 60 local African businesses pledged $28.5 million to fight Ebola. Ethiopia launched a campaign in December that allows individuals from the private sector, who are not doctors or nurses but want to help, to donate towards Ebola response via SMS. Burundi, Chad, the Central African Republic, Ghana, Kenya, Lesotho, Senegal, Tanzania, Zambia, and Zimbabwe have similar programs. Jennifer Lazuta for VOA News, Dakar.
And that was the Ebola update from VOA Africa. I'm Jackson Vunganyi. For all the latest information on the Ebola crisis, listen to the news on VOA Africa 24 hours a day or tune into our special Ebola updates
Monday to Saturday. You can also visit our website at www.voanews.com. For mobile users, the website is ebola.voanews.com.